We're up to Simin Shin Chav Gimel Sivav. We'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Sivav. Madichim Kelim Letzorach Hayom. You're allowed to wash dishes that are needed on that day, on Shabbos. That means you're allowed to wash dishes for Shabbos, on Shabbos for Shabbos, but not on Shabbos for Sunday. Kagon. Shenishalo Adayin Sudalechol. That you still have a meal to eat. Avalachar Sudashlish is after Shalashudis. Eh, Madichim. There you couldn't wash because there's nothing else to eat on Shabbos. Drinking glasses, you're allowed to wash all day because people drink all the time. Now, the Mishnah Berurah comes out as like this. We're talking about a case of stoma. You do not know that definitely that you do or don't need the kelim. As a result of that, the rule is that with regard to clay suda, if there's another suda in front of you, once you're allowed to wash one dish, you can wash all your dishes and you don't have to make any cheshbon. With drinking glasses, you never have to make any cheshbon because you never know what's going to be used, what is not going to be used. Whereas, in a case where you know exactly what you do need and exactly what you don't need, the halacha is, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you can only wash what you do need and you cannot wash what you don't need. Meaning that what we're talking about is only a situation where you never know. But where there's no you never know, you know exactly what you're going to use, you're allowed to wash that and nothing else. Siv Zayin. Mutter lahatbil kli chadosh hato un tefila. The first day holds the tefila's kelim is mutter on Shabbos. The yesh osrim, the second day of asrs. It's all based on the Gemara where there are lots of there are four different days as to an isser of tefila on Shabbos. The halach is you're not allowed to be matbil kelim on Shabbos from tumah. If kelim became tameh, you couldn't be matbil them in order that they're not metama the truma that you're going to use in them. They're not talking about tefillas kelim, where you bought non-Jewish kelim and there's a chi of daraisa to be matbil them. The question is, do you apply that to this? And there's a machlokas rishonim if you do or you don't. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, there's one day that the reason you don't is because tefillas kelim from tum is a daraisa, and tefillas kelim that you buy from a non-Jew is a drabanan. So on that he asks that we paskin that on metal kelim it's actually a daraisa. So there shouldn't be any difference. There are those who taina, though, that even though the kli of bimatbel the kli is a daraisa, but the isser of using the kli before tefillah is only a drabanan, and the food doesn't become aser b'dieved. And therefore, they didn't make a gzera. So lemaisa, these are two shitas here. How do we paskin? V'yirei shemayim yetzei is kulam v'yitin ha-kli le'eni yehudi b'matona v'yafsar v'yisholem imen v'ein sarach tefillah. A Yerei Shemayim should give it to a non-Jew as a gift and then borrow it from him. A borrowed kli doesn't need tefillah. Hagav him hu keli sheroi lamalus b'mayim yim lenamayim minamik v'voslo tefillah. If it's a keli that you can actually fill up with water, fill the keli with water from the mikvah, derech harama, meaning it looks as though what you're doing is filling the glass, but what you're really doing is being matbalit. Now, first of all, the mashmos of the Shulchan Aruch is where he has a stam that it's mutter and a yesh osrim. The mashmos is that the ikar adin is that it's mutter. Rav Poskim say that the ikar adin is that it's also to be matbal kelim on Shabbos. Whereas the Mishnah Berurah says that if you have a suffik, if something is chayiv in tefillah or not, and you don't have any other aid, so you can be matbal on Shabbos. In the case of a keli that is roi to be filled with cold water, where you can fill it up with mikvah water from the mikvah, nevertheless, you're not allowed to make a bracha. The Mishnah Berurah has a bit of a hard time with it, but you're not allowed to make a bracha because the bracha shows you exactly what you did, that this was a mitzvah of tefillas kelim, and that you're not supposed to do on Shabbos according to the second day. So, la halacha, what you're supposed to do is either, if it's a keli that you can use to fill with water, you can fill the mikvah water with it, but not make a bracha, or you can give it to a non-Jew as a gift and then borrow it from him afterwards.